Okay. Hello. OMG. Okay. Hello and good day, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone in the whole wide world. Con Cafe. This is Arisa Tencho and we are here in TSE Radio. We're in episode 5 right now and oh my god, we're in episode 5 already. And for today, we will be talking about fan merch. Say you fan merch. And I'm so scared that I'm not recording this properly. Anywho, this is Arisa Tencho again, here to showcase some of our fans' Seiyu merch, and we will be looking at them and be amazed / envious. Okay, so to start, what is a merch first and foremost? So according to Google, our very very awesome friend Google, merch is an informal word for merchandise, or short term for merchandise, especially items related to a band, film, sports team, etc. So in this case, for our episode today, we will be focusing on Seiyu merch. And I don't know, I actually didn't practice as well as I should have for this episode, so I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to say. And to those who are asking if I have a new microphone, no. I don't have a new microphone. It's the same microphone, it's just that I turned off my electric fan. I am currently... it's not that hot anyway, so I turned off the fans. But yeah, so we will proceed to show you some... So before this episode though, I asked some of the fans to share their photos, to share their merch, Seiyu merch. And although, okay, I'm gonna be honest, there's not a lot of people who sent their merch, but it's okay as well, since I'm trying so hard to keep this radio within my time limit. So yeah, for now, I hope to those who are watching on Discord, I think this is a live episode. To those watching on YouTube and to those listening on Spotify, when you listen to this, this is not a live episode. This is a pre-recorded one. Right now, the ones that are listening to me are the peeps on Discord. So yeah, let us proceed. Let us proceed to show you some Seiyu merch. Alright. I hope I'm doing this right. Wait. To those listening on Spotify or to any of the podcasts, watch YouTube. Okay, so I will be showing now the submissions for the... oh my god, wait. Okay. Submissions for the Seiyu merch. Tone 1, 2, 3. Alright. So, okay. This first ones are from radio name Kai. So... I actually told them to describe their merch. Okay, so this is what Kai said about their merch. So this is my entire collection so far since I started collecting merch in late 2020. They're mostly merch involving my number one favorite Seiyu Tsuda Kenjiro. The first photo include the first few items I bought. They're the most memorable to me as I've never really spent on Seiyu or anime related merch before those, and they are my favorite works by Tsuraken to date. Wow, look at that. Okay, the second photo are merch gifted to me by my boyfriend who also loves anime and is a fan of Tsuraken too. Amazing. So this is from Aka the anime. These are drama scenes. Am I showing this right? Yeah. This is the second photo, okay. Gifted to me by my... Wow! That's so amazing. Okay. The next one. The third, fourth, and fifth photos show most of the items I've collected from last year, including a few full volumes of drama CDs that I just happened to find coincidentally while I was browsing online for other things. Fan-made and official plushies, a few more figures, magazines, clear files, some pre-order benefits, and a few smaller collectibles like rubber key straps and can badges that I use and or display interchangeably. So these are the third, fourth, and fifth photos. Wow! Look at those magazines! Okay, let's go at it one by one again. So, wow! These are really nice! So, is this blood? The blood plus anime. Is Tsuraken there? I don't know. But look, Tsuraken magazine. So many Tsuraken! Kenjiro Tsuda Project 925. Is this an album? I think it's an album. And then Aka, this is the Aka one. And then look at all the drama CDs and the plushies. Look, it's Tatsu from Gokushi Fudo. Wow, so many. That's awesome. Shimonohiro, and then I think this is from K-Project, I think. And then wow, so many. And Kamiya, Shimonohiro, Tsuraken magazines. Wow. Okay, so they are mostly from anime. According to Kai, this is mostly from anime, Stellaworth, secondhand sites via passerby services or random finds on Shopee, and some were gifted to me. Whoa! Can someone gift me any Seiyu merch too? Okay, so additional note from Kai. A friendly reminder for fellow Seiyu fans out there, coming from a person who still actively collects. Please don't think collecting measures how much of a fan you are. We all support them in different ways, and what matters is that we love them and we're not hurting anyone by doing so. Also, spend responsibly. Oh, that's so true. That's really so true. So, oh my god. These are really nice. I like the plushies though. Yakunosuke Ogata from, what anime is that? Kingdom, I think? So many, what are these called? Nendoroids? So many ones from Aka as well. Okay. Oops. Okay, let's go on to the second one. So this second one is from Lupin. Let me show. Lupin, radio name Lupin. So their description is the first photo book of Ito Kento, step year 2020. That's all from City Japan. Ito Kento. Ito Kento photo book. Wow! Very cute, Ito Kento. So many seiyus are doing photo books, I swear. So this is Deb Kent Ito photo book from 2020 from Lupin. Okay. So there's now happy birthday. I wonder where this is from. Is this made by OP or I don't know if this is part of the photo book. Okay, so additional message from Lupin. Trust me, there's a lot of items in CD Japan that you can buy, even if it's a pre-order system. This photo book is also my first bought in Japan directly. Ooh, that's nice. That's really nice. Photo books. Photo books are nice. Okay, let's go on to the next one. The next one is from Misaki. Misaki, and this was their description. I bought it from hmv.co.jp. Oh, wait. Ah, this is the one. Oh, wait. Is this the one? No. Wait. Ah, so this is Yuki Kaji 2020 calendar and Mamoru Miyano first book player 2018. Both of the merch is very nice, according to Lupin. So this one and then this one. Oh, Yuki Kaji. Ah, so this merch. I think we promoted this a few months ago, the calendar. And then I don't know. We didn't promote this photo. Another photo book. First photo book, Mamoru Miyano. I guess it's fine if that they weren't able to open and share the contents. I think it's their right to not show us what the content is. At least they've shown what's inside. I mean the outer cover. But I'm actually very curious to see the inside, how good they look or something. Yuki Kaji. Oh, they're badges. Nice. Okay. So this Yuki Kaji one, I think... Yeah, I mentioned earlier that we promoted this a few months ago. I think, yeah. And sadly, though... Sadly, I think some of the people who ordered were not able to get this Kajiyuki merch because of failed delivery. I'm really sorry. there's nothing we can do about it. But this is nice. Okay, so additional message from Misaki. It's very worth it, they said. It's very worth it. That's so nice. Nice, nice, nice. Okay, let's go on to the next one. So the next one is from... Oh wait, there's more from Lupin. From Misaki earlier. So the photo book and the calendar. Oh, the calendars are small. The Yuki Kaji calendar compared to the something to the photo book. Okay, so I'm all over the place. Oh my god. Okay, the next one is from May, and this was their description. TV Guide Voice Stars Volume 21 from Amazon Japan. So according to them, to May, I bought this because Kobayashi Chiaki is my top favorite seiyuu, and this one is Kobachi's very first magazine cover of his entire life. Wow! So to those who don't know, Kobayashi Chiaki is still considered a rookie. He's Edamura in the Pretender. Is that the anime title? And then he's also James Louis, Moriarty in Yukoku no Moriarty, and he's also Hasegawa Langa from Skate the Infinity. So he's still a bit of a rookie, but he's been doing great, and being in a magazine is proof that he's doing great. Like, this is the only photo from them though, so we can't see much. This is really nice though. Okay, there's not much from this. There's not much. Okay, I guess we're gonna go to the next one. So the next one is Toronto. You can already see the others. Okay, so the next one is from Daydream. So their description is mainly from Softmap, Animate, and CD Japan. I got the signed photo from a raffle by Flying Dog. And there's not much. Oh, wait, I'm looking at my sheets very wrongly. Okay, so this is the description. A Yamaha TWE-3B Shimarin version. Special thanks, anniversary edition. Off mini album in Samenai Maho with their corresponding bromides. A signed off photo with my name on it. Oh, and a personally signed now loading book. Okay, so it's this one and then this one. Oh, nice. Now Motoyama now. This one and this one. Ooh, TWE-3B. What is TWE-3B? Isn't Yamaha a music? Oh my god, my neighbors. Okay, I'm gone. I knew it, I'm gone. Okay, I'm back. What was I saying? Anyway, turn on camera. I disappeared. I'm sorry, guys. I disappeared for a while. Okay, so what is TWE-3B? Isn't TWE-3B a Yamaha a music stream, music brand? And then this and these are all Toyama Now photos. Toyama Now, our one and only Toyama Now Naobo. Name the person. The person said the photo with my name on it. Where is it? I can't find it. And I think it's this one. Oh, look, I wonder if Toyama Now signed this. And look, there are these earbuds? I'm gone again. I'm gone again. Look at these. Are these earbuds? These are awesome. And then what else? I like the earbuds though. Are there other Seiyu related earbuds? I would want that. Okay, and then the last one, I think. This one, the last one is from Idol. And this is their description. I'm looking at the right one. Okay, so this is what they said. First two picks are the Egumi caps I got. Wow! Both sales were long over by the time I wanted them, so I looked really hard to find them. The best part is also Ego's little drawings on the back. Wait, where? Oh! Second is anime merch that I bought because of a Seiyu, the Daya Ace of Diamond figures. This one. I also think of the Seiyu events of them playing baseball when I look at the figures, and then instantly remember Namikawa Daisuke getting thrown in the air, or Sakurai Takahiro saying a really cringy pickup line. Oh, it's, you know, that's also true. You know, you buy anime merch because of voice actor. So I think it also helps to be a seiyuu fan because I think it boosts anime sales as well. Okay, so look at the Egumi caps. Wow, the Egumi caps look good. I mean, I don't wear a lot of caps. The country that I live in, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but the wearing caps in this country that I live in makes me sweat a lot, so I don't. But these are really awesome caps. So I just realized I'm not describing it to the podcast listeners. This is a sign for you to check YouTube. Okay, so for this one, there are two caps from Egumi. Egumi, if those who are listening are not aware, Egumi is a brand by Eguchi Takuya. But these are really nice though. Black and then white. I like the white one because it's very simple, but the Egumi is colorful. And the designs at the back, kimoi drawings of Egu. Look at this one. Look at this one. These are really nice. And then the diamond noise. Wow, these are so cute. Okay, so since the owner is here right now of these pictures, how big is this? How big are the what are these again? The figurines. How big are these figurines? So Ayra is currently listening in this live recording right now. So let's ask them, how big are these? Because they're so cute. You could put these on your shelves. And so I don't. Okay, according to Aero, the Daya figures are from Gashapons for they're about 1.5 inches tall. How tall is that? I don't have a ruler. Okay, wait. Where's my ruler? Okay. So 1.5 inches? Oh, they're so cute! They are so cute. I mean, I can't show you my ruler right now. I don't have a video. But it's so cute. 4.5 cm or 1.5 inches. That's really nice. Okay. But I want the caps though. Okay. So far, those are all of the submissions that we have. So I am going to ask the live people who are listening to me on Discord right now, what was your favorite merch? And if you have a merch that you would like to get, say you merch, what would it be? So okay, I'm going to wait for them to reply. But these are all really nice. Okay, so I'm gonna show on the video all of the submissions. I told you there wasn't a lot, but that's fine. I really don't mind. But these are all really pretty though. Oh, I forgot to mention about Airo's additional comments about their merch. So these are from Mercari Japan through Bai International Shipping Proxy. I wish Seiyuu merch was more easily available because shipping and custom fees are intense. That's true. That's very true. That's very, very true. Okay, so I think some of you may know that we have a Japanese admin, and she's named Emmy, and she's been telling me that it's been really hard to create Seiyu merch because of all these shipping things and shipping problems, and there's this thing called it's not immigration. there are some problems when you ship internationally. Customs fees. Yeah. I was already reading it earlier and I forgot. But yeah, there are custom problems and then fees. So I don't know. We've been working on it. I mean, maybe not I, but our Japanese admin Emmy is working on it, trying to research on it, so that we could create more. That she, I keep on saying we, that she could create more merch available for international fans. So yeah, okay. So let me read. So my question earlier is, what are their favorite merch? And then what merch do they want? So let me just read some of them. So this is from Brazil. So I really love photo books and stuffs you can wear, like the caps, but they are all cool though. The fact that they are Seiyu / anime merch makes me so happy. That's true. And this is from Airo again. I love the Shimono magazine, but I want the Seiyu inspired earbuds wear plus acrylic stands. I also love the Seiyu inspired earbuds. If you guys wear earbuds, like those Bluetooth ones, you know those ones where when you open it there would be like Bluetooth connected or device paired. So I wonder how a Seiyu inspired earbuds work. Would the Seiyu be the ones saying device paired or Bluetooth connected? Oh my god, that's gonna be so awesome. Oh my god. So why is my face not lighting up anymore? Okay, never mind. Oh, so this is from Shion. I think everyone who submitted are nice. I can't really pick one, honestly. I think I prefer earbuds / earphones as well as acrylic stands or keychains. True. I really love the Seiyu inspired ones. I think I agree with Rachel earlier where merch that you can usually use for every day are some of the things that I would really want as well, like caps, say Bluetooth devices, maybe mugs, bags. Are there any Seiyu bags or something? I don't know. Excuse me. My icon is not working on, it's not appearing anymore on the screen. Whatever, internet connections. Anyway, we're already 30 minutes in. I'm so great. So I guess my final message for this episode would be the same as what Kai mentioned earlier in their comments. So let me read that again. A friendly reminder for fellow Seiyu fans out there, coming from a person who still actively collects. Please don't think collecting measures how much of a fan you are. We all support them in different ways, and what matters is that we love them and we're not hurting anyone by doing so. Also, spend responsibly. So that's what they said. So this is also a friendly reminder that it doesn't matter. This episode is not telling you to collect. This is just a showcase of other fans' merch. So remember that we all support Seiyus in different ways. And it's fine, you know. If you can buy their merch, feel free to. If you can't, that does not make you less of a fan, okay? So remember to support them however you can. And make sure to support them. To support them, you know. So, okay. So I guess that's all for today. And I hope you guys enjoyed my on and off presence because of my internet connection. Although those who will be watching and listening won't hear this anyway. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Watch out for our next episode. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Listen to our podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Apple Podcasts, and so many things. Alright? I guess that is all. Thank you, and Con Cafe. See you again next time. Bye bye.